Hi there, and welcome back. This episode's a little bit about the breath, and we'll be coming back to this over and over again, but just wanted to record a few thoughts about why the breath, why we're always coming back to the breath. And of course, a lot of practices do this, and there's a particular way that this is done in mindfulness practice. And maybe as you're listening, you can just be aware already of how your breath is just now without having to change anything at all. There's so much information in the breath. It's considered an anchor. You know, why we use the breath as an anchor really just means where we're choosing to place our attention. And thankfully for the breath, for each of us, it's always available. It's free. It's accessible, meaning we can easily feel it. And it connects the mind and the body. This is where we engage our sympathetic nervous system and our parasympathetic nervous system, the part of us that knows on its own what to do and how to respond to what's happening, whether that's a threat or whether that's an opportunity to release, like falling asleep, right? The ultimate letting go. And so I'm not suggesting that your mind and your body are smarter than you are in coordination together. I'm saying that my mind and body are smarter than I am. At least what I mean by that is my awareness of what's going on. So you can be the judge of that. But it is a measure of well-being, like at any moment. So whether you're running up the stairs and you notice a change in your breath, or if you have just had an argument, you can notice what's going on with your breath. Or if you've had an argument and the other person wasn't even there, it was just in your head. That is interesting too, because we respond. Our mind doesn't know the difference between real and imagined stress. And so our body does respond to that. So the breath is a way, it's a window, it's a doorway. I think of it as a doorway anyway, that I can sort of stand right at the doorway of my own awareness and enter when I pay attention. And it's also neutral. You know, it's not complicated. We can make it complicated. And sometimes we do struggle when we're paying too much attention to the breath. We can feel a little overwhelmed and start to lose our breath, or feel if perhaps you're somebody who feels your breath very intensely, maybe you want to choose a different anchor or have a way to move your attention somewhere else so that it doesn't become overwhelming. But this is really meant to be a gentle practice. This is a way of just placing your attention somewhere other than all the other places we time travel to in any given moment. So as a formal practice, we're just coming back to the breath. So in this brief meditation, it's about 3 minutes, I'll be guiding you through paying attention to the breath. And in future episodes, there'll be longer meditations. And there's so many different ways that we can notice what's going on with the breath. So this is not about thinking about the breath. It's really about noticing the sensations of breathing and without having to control it, without having to make anything happen. And just a note here about the difference between this kind of breathing and other kinds of breathing. And maybe you're interested in that too, whether you practice yoga or Tai Chi or some other practice where the intention there is to really work with the breath in a very specific way. And this isn't that practice, actually. It's just letting the breath do what it does. Because so often, when we're told to take a breath or we're told to relax, we actually experience the opposite. There's a tightening around that because there's an expectation. So really, there's no expectation. No expectation at all, just to simply breathe. To breathe and know you are breathing and explore what's going on. So that's it. That's all you have to do is just take a seat and you can listen to this guidance. The sound of the bell, whether you are seated or lying down. Just taking a moment to notice your surroundings. And when you're comfortable, and if this is comfortable for you, just closing your eyes, either lowering them to the floor or closing them entirely. And this is meant to bring attention inward. Closing your eyes in very gently shifting attention to breathing. Just breathing and knowing you are breathing without having to change anything at all. Just noticing how your breath is in this moment. If it's helpful, you can even place your hand on your chest or on your abdomen. And rather than thinking about breathing, just dropping attention into the actual sensations of breathing and whatever you notice. The texture of your breath, the rhythm of your breath, following the fullness of the inhale and the full exhale, maybe even noticing that space right in between. And bringing attention back to breathing. Whether you pay attention to something very specific in the breath, the temperature through the nose, through one or both of your nostrils, or just the overall sensation of breathing here, muscles that are being moved. Just staying with the full wave of your own breath. One more time.